With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. If you've got a small boat, you may want to keep it docked today. National Weather Service forecaster Ben Harding tells Radio K-Man there is a small craft advisory in effect this morning.
An increase in winds are expected through the next 24 hours, bringing deteriorating marine conditions as a result, with a small craft advisory taking effect this morning. A small craft advisory and alert means that small craft should exercise caution over open waters. Within the reef and sheltered areas, conditions may be generally less severe, but operators should continue to exercise discretion as locally choppy conditions may still develop.
Mr. Harding says winds will be east to southeast at 10 to 15 knots this morning, which means your winds will be moderate to rough with wave heights of 4 to 6 feet. The wind action picks up overnight with wave heights of 6 to 8 feet, so the small craft advisory is expected to be upgraded to an alert overnight. Make sure to keep it locked to Radio K-Man as we bring you the latest official weather information. A series of approvals from the Development and Control Board, the body that considers planning projects in the Sister Islands. At the February 23rd meeting, the DCB approved the Health Services Authority's application for a chemotherapy and dialysis outpatient clinic on Dennis Foster Road in Cayman Brac next to Faith Hospital. On March 9th, they approved Cayman Development Group's application for a 54-lot subdivision on Sam McCoy's Drive in Little Cayman. The DCB acknowledged concerns about invasive species from the Department of Environment, but stated that without specific evidence of significant risk, this was merely a, quote, theoretical consideration. Finally, at their April 20th meeting, they greenlit an application for partial clearing of land on Guy Banks Road in Little Cayman, with a condition that no land clearing occur between May 1st and September 30th, without express consent from the DOE to protect Sister Island's rock iguana and their nests. A wanted man is behind bars. On June 2nd, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service issued an alert for a 47-year-old Georgetown man who was wanted in connection for breach of bail and for tampering with an electronic monitor in relation to multiple burglary incidents. The police now say David Cranston was arrested on Thursday. And in other news, the National Gallery is shining the spotlight on the next generation of local artists with a new exhibition. Here's CIGTV's Leanna Jarvis.
Next Wave, Emerging Voices in Cayman Art, features works by young creatives aged 16 to 20, spanning painting, photography, sculpture, digital art, fashion, and more. The exhibition, presented in collaboration with Cayman Art Week, is on display at the Dart Auditorium Community Gallery through June 12th. Admission is free. The gallery is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Iran's military says it's halting military operations against Israel after the first direct hostilities between the two sides in 2 months. It said it had delivered what it called a painful response to Israel, warning it against further attacks, including in southern Lebanon. European Union leaders have congratulated Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan on his party's clear victory in Sunday's parliamentary election. Russia has criticised what it says was Western interference in the poll, which saw Mr. Pashinyan take on a Russia-based businessman. French police have taken the singer and actor Patrick Bruel into custody for questioning as part of an investigation into allegations of rape. Prosecutors say 13 women have made accusations against the star, who says he'll prove his innocence. An earthquake in the southern Philippines is now known to have killed more than 30 people. The magnitude 7.8 quake triggered tsunami warnings in several countries in the region. Peru's presidential election runoff is still too close to call. With just over 90% of votes counted, there's still less than 1% between the right-wing candidate Keiko Fujimori and her left-wing rival Roberto Sanchez. Ukraine's military chief says his forces have recaptured more than 600 square kilometres of Russian-held territory this year. The claim follows analysis suggesting Russia lost more territory than it gained in April for the first time in 2 years. Amnesty International says Cambodia's high-profile crackdown on major scam centres has failed to dismantle more than 70% of them. Amnesty says many interventions were ineffective, with apparent collusion between police and gangs. BBC News.